You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
Is this the year where we all take this super seriously?
Clock out, come home, and drink away to bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
Okay, guys, we missed our recap, so we've pushed it to the new year. This is tied for my favorite slash.
Yeah, I love this episode. Like,
this in our next episode where we actually make our prognostications. I might love this more just because of how stupid it is.
Yeah.
If you are new to us, this has to be like the 8th annual prognostication where we look at the year ahead and predict what's going to happen. Some of them are extremely educated guesses. Like, we did really well at predicting hockey stuff.
Yeah.
At this point in the season, but like not so good at this baseball year.
No.
We have some wizardry picks. We have some like, how the fuck did you think of that? We have some, what the fuck were you thinking? Everyone picking the Mets to be successful last year.
Yep. No one picked the Rangers. Let's
Oh, no one had that. So we will go over our questions. I won't rattle off everybody's answers. I will note the ones that are hilarious. And there are a couple things up for debate. If you open the doc, I have yellow highlighted as best I could. A couple things we get to debate about. There are some things that aren't highlighted. There are some things that might be subjective, have points. Shall we get started? Chris, as our about to hand off his title.
Yep.
Miss America style. What category would you like to start with?
You know what? Let's do hockey.
Oh, you see a lot of yellow highlights for you?
I see a fair amount of yellow there. I mean, everybody's pretty yellow in hockey, to be honest, so.
Okay, so starting with hockey, who will win the Stanley Cup?
Womp, womp.
We all either said the Bruins or the Leafs. As we know, it was the Vegas Golden Knights.
Fuck the Golden Knights.
Definitely had to look. A couple of these I had to look up. Rocket Richard, trophy winner. Chris and Mark, you guys were correct with McDavid. The rest of us said Pasternak. We were all across the board correct with Linus Ullmark getting the Vezina. So good job for us. How many Canadian teams will make the playoffs? It was 3. He was extremely optimistic and continues to be optimistic with 4.
Hold on, Chris, give him
1 point
for the Ullmark.
Yeah, it's not. I know it's not updating. Don't worry about that. I'm kind of keeping track.
I gave you a point and I highlighted. I believe you said Ullmark when I listened back. I did listen back to the episode, even though I believe at the beginning of the episode I said I'm not going to listen back to this.
Right.
And lies. I did. Liza Minnelli lies. Will we see Carey Price start a game this season? We were all correct with saying no. He has not set foot.
That was a gimme.
On the NHL ice since 2022. Will the Maple Leafs
scoreboard
win?
The scoreboard has malfunctioned completely. I cannot get it to work.
David Grace.
So, we're going to have to add him up at the end.
We're going to pause at the end and add everything up. Okay, will we see? Will the Toronto Maple Leafs win a playoff series? Chris, I believe you said no.
I did say no. I definitely would have said no. Everybody else got it right.
Everyone else said yes. Which team ends the season with the least amount of points? It was so close. The bottom two, I believe, and the bottom three teams were 1 point. But Dave Cutner gets it correct. Woo. With the Anaheim Ducks.
They suck.
And which guy from the limited coaching pool lands a head coaching gig from next season? It is, again. Why are you making these noises?
I love this sound effect.
It was Richard Tocheck. I don't care. I just don't care.
Who's Richard Tocheck?
Richard Tocheck.
Someone who's Tocheck. Is he Tocheck?
It's Toche. It's French.
Oh, oui.
But is there someone whose last name is Tocheck? Am I mixing up names?
You're thinking maybe Trocheck, Vincent of the Rangers?
Yeah, That must be it. Okay. So there were a bunch of hirings, and this is relevant. We had 11 coaches hired in the NHL between when we recorded and when the year ended. So Dave was correct, which limited coaching pool from the 35 white dudes lands a starting job. Dave was correct. And will we see, this is important, a head coach of a visible minority in the NHL by the end of 2023 with 11 hirings happening between 2022 and 2023. Do you, or 23 and 24, what do you think was the answer, gentlemen?
Absolutely not.
That's correct.
I believe hashtag NHL so white is what we should be talking
absolutely
about.
Absolutely. No one of color was hired. And not only, it is worth looking up. I sent the link in the doc. It is worth clicking and sorting by year and looking at everyone who was hired in 2023. Not only are they all white, they all legitimately look the same. They look like some variation of Jeff Bezos. Like if you had to... like if he committed a crime and he needed to fill out a lineup with guys that kind of looked enough like him, you'd throw people off. Coaches that were hired in 2023.
It's why the NHL stands for the National White League.
Ha.
Exactly.
White.
But we did all get that right. That is tragically becoming a gimme question. Chris, where should we go to next?
Let's do baseball.
Okay, this was a real, pardon the pun, hit and miss for everybody.
Oof.
I just checked my notes. Here's where we get some fun Showtime stuff. Who will win? None of us had the Rangers because...
No one saw it coming.
Yeah, it was...
no one saw it coming.
Shocker.
Dave had the Mets. I had the Giants. Chris had the Mets. Mark, with the first of his many, many, many homer picks, had the Jays. Tyler had the Dodgers. Will the Angels finally make the playoffs with Mike Trout?
That's a gimme.
This is also a gimme.
Yeah.
This is also a gimme, I believe. So I did say yes, but in listening back, I said yes only... so Dave would be happy with me and right. potentially give me kisses later. So
I'm going to say yes every year because I have to be right 1 year.
Where will Shohei finish the season? This is where live we added. So I wrote down everyone's answer. We added a second question.
Right.
Where will he then sign? And it was a really big debate. Will he have signed by the time we record? And Mark was like, well, the big signings are usually in December. Like, Mark really broke it down for us. And wouldn't you know, Shohei signed.
Yeah.
The stupid fucking Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So most of us, so Dave, Chris, and Mark had him ending the season with the Angels. Tyler and I had him scooped up mid-season. I had him going, which, God, fuck, they should have done. Guys.
Yeah.
Angels.
Yeah.
Should have done this. I had him going to the Yankees. Tyler had the Mets. Where will he sign? Dave Cutner said the Blue Jays.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Very, very. And Mark called him out, and you guys debated, and Dave gave his reasons. Mark gave his reasons why he was obviously going to sign with the Dodgers. So, Mark.
I feel like I get a half point for that.
At the end of the day. Okay, I'll award a half point for that. I said the Yankees and Tyler said the Mets. So basically where we thought they were going. Chris, you also said the Dodgers.
I did.
Mark laid down his reasons, which ended up being correct, which were he's already on the West Coast and they'll be able to offer him the most money. And that is exactly correct. What happened. Yep.
How boring.
How
I know,
boring. Right? Okay, so here is where we start our potential first debate is who is this year's Devin Travis? If you haven't been playing along for this long, Devin Travis is the most injured Blue Jay. So Dave said Nate Pearson. I said Ryu, and Mark was very certain we were not going to see him pitch last year. Wasn't an official question. I just sometimes enjoy rubbing it in on the rare occasion Mark is wrong. Very rare occasion. Chris said George Springer. Mark said Kevin Kiermaier. Tyler said Brandon Belt. Let me get the actual answers for you. Because believe this is very hard to find. I believe it's Ryu and Simber.
Okay.
This is total games missed.
This is total games missed.
When Ryu came back, he never went like back on the injured list, right?
Right, but I don't think that's part of the question. Like, the question is just who's the most...
It's basically how many days do you spend on the IL?
Who's the most injured?
I believe in listening back, when I said Ryu, Mark said, oh, that's an easy answer. Because he's not going to pitch at all.
Although, you know what? Maybe if Manoah had not been so horrible,
Ryu might not have come back, yeah.
He injured his brain.
Yeah.
Now, I was ready to say Manoah, but he was never really, really officially injured. The official answer could be Adam Simber. I'm just showing Dave the doc right now because it looks like he just never came back.
Right.
He got hurt as of retroactive.
But then the bullpen got a lot better. That's probably why. They're like, we don't need you.
We don't need you blowing games for us.
Yeah.
June 21st, he was eligible to return on August 20th. He started a rehab assignment on September 16th, and then that was it. So is that more than Ryu only starting as of August 1st? Was Simber the most injured then? I think that's more time than Ryu, no? July, August, September.
When did Ryu come back?
August 1st.
It's
Ryu.
It is. Okay, it is Ryu. So Ryu came back August 1st. Simber went out June 21st and never came back.
Ooh, that's close. So it's like the exact opposite. Answer.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm fine with giving you Ryu. I'm fine with that.
Ryu or Simber,
trust me,
both.
Trust me, I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. but to our credit, we did pick pretty injured people. Dave picked Nate Pearson, Chris picked George Springer, Mark picked Kevin Kiermaier, and Tyler picked Brandon Belt, all of whom had some stints.
Did Kiermaier get hurt? I don't remember him being on. Oh, he did? Okay.
And then he sliced his hand.
Oh, right.
Remember that? So he landed on the IR for that, too. And every once in a while, he just sit with his back being edgy.
You know what? He's just so handsome, it doesn't matter.
He's too handsome. Who cares? Welcome back to Toronto, you handsome man.
Yes.
Where will the Jays finish? All of us except Optimistic Mark had the Jays finishing second. And all of us, including Optimistic Mark, were wrong. The Jays finished third in their division. Who will lead the league in home runs? Gentlemen, all of us were wrong without looking it up. As I for sure had to.
Matt Olson.
Who had the most home runs?
Was it Matt Olson?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
It was Matt Olson. Dave's taking too long.
On the Braves. I couldn't remember who.
Dave said, Devers, I had Trout because, and I quote, this will make it more tragic. Vlad for Chris, Alonzo for Mark, and Vladdy again for Tyler. Okay. Early submission for Boatgate. Because I had to go back and listen to this question three times. Because I was like, what the fuck? So, Carlos Correa, who I genuinely forgot was a person, signed in last offseason with the Twins, but kept failing his physical.
No, he originally signed with the
Giants, wasn't it? Yeah.
Failed the physical. Signed with the Mets. Failed the physical. And then sign back with the Twins.
We completely forget any of this story. So there was a conspiracy theory. He has a twin. He was more injured, and it was his twin going to the physical to at least like get him across that finish line. So
it was like the Prestige.
Exactly. What a great movie we should watch again.
One of the best. Oh, man.
Does Carlos Correa pass his twins physical? Is our question. I'm putting that as an early submission for Boatgate.
Yeah, this is definitely a Boatgate.
Because I genuinely forgot any of this happened. You all said yes. I said no for some reason.
Because it would have been hilarious.
Oh, sorry. We added an extra question. So this is answering that extra question, I believe, which was, will he play more than half the games of the season?
Oh, okay.
So it is the same score. I was the only one that got it wrong. But because we declared yes
because he had passed the physical when we did the episode, didn't he? He passed it that day.
Exactly. Yeah. And he did, you guys said he would play more than half the games, and he ended up playing almost all of the games.
There you go.
And had a pretty solid season. Will Oakland make the World Series / does Moneyball work? One of my favorite questions.
Also a gimme.
LOL, no. Becoming a gimme, not only did it not work, it really, really didn't work. And Mark, Oakland will be moving.
Yeah, so bad Las they're Vegas. Moving to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. All right, I just decided to take a very large drink.
It's a good idea.
As I was about to talk. Okay, who will be the lowest payrolled team to make the playoffs? We all picked, I believe, did the Guardians make the playoffs? I believe everybody made the playoffs. Guardians were close.
No, Guardians didn't win the division.
Baltimore had the second lowest payroll. Major League Baseball. So it was me with Baltimore.
There you go.
Because, and I believe I said, and I quote, it's in that 5-year cycle where Baltimore is going to be randomly good.
Right. You did say that. That's so, right. Yeah, you did.
It was correct. We are, Baltimore does like an ebb and flow. It's usually every like 5 to 7 years of whether they're good. And we just happen to hit them on a crest.
So they're going to be shit New this York year, right?
They won't be as good, and then next year, like 2025, they'll be dog shit again, and then off we go again. Because they do what the Blue Jays and the Rays, and like get a really good team, and then everyone goes bye bye.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, which New York team goes further? Again, up for debate.
Did either team make the playoffs?
I believe the intention of the question was who makes it further in the playoffs.
Right.
So I am happy to give no one a point.
Yeah, no one gets a point.
If we are taking it at which New York team goes further in terms of which New York team is better, it was the Yankees by a couple games. Both had almost identical records and finished both in fourth place in their respective division.
Then nobody gets a point. It's a push.
The Yankees had the better record, but they both ended up fourth in their division.
That's correct. In the spirit of the question, I think no one got it right. Will Teoscar repeat his numbers for his new team? And we were very clear, we're not going to be dicks. We know what repeating his numbers are. We're not subjective assholes. So I would say, based on the numbers, nearly identical to the year before. A couple categories are a little bit better. A couple categories are a little bit worse. Overall, he was pretty much the same player. So Chris, Mark, and Tyler get the point for that.
Nice.
They've said specifically, no, he's in a bad hitter's ballpark. Who is your starting three in the outfield for the Jays? This was exceptionally irritating to find. But then I was like, I was just looking at it very stupidly. Mark, Chris, and Dave are correct. Our starting outfielders were Kiermaier, Springer, Blessio, and Varsho. I had Varsho, Merrifield, and Kiermaier, which was close because Merrifield played, but I assumed Springer would be hurt at the beginning of the season. And Chris had, Tyler had Springer, Kiermaier, and Merrifield, because he said, and I quote, "I don't think Varsho will be ready." And one could argue he was not. Who was the AL MVP? Only Mark Bunn got this correct with Ohtani. I picked Mike Trout because, again, this will just make it even more sad. I guess them missing the playoffs, Ohtani winning MVP, and still leaving just really doubles down on how tragic things are.
Yes, keep rubbing that salt.
So sorry, dear. Shall we move to the NBA?
Let's do
AKA, it. AKA, Chris and I had incredibly similar answers because we clearly Googled the exact same things, knowing not a ton about basketball.
It looks like everyone got 2 or 3 and Mark got like 5.
Well, there's also this is where we get into the land of subjective because I don't know the answers well enough. And I also just didn't want to look up basketball today. Who will win whatever the NBA championship is called? None of us got it correct because no one picked the Denver Nuggets. What a weird year. So I guess people could have predicted the Golden Knights, but the Rangers winning the World Series,
Huggies.
The Nuggets winning the Lady Bird, whatever.
Lady Bird. Wow. It's really...
Then I mean, spoiler. We'll get there, but the NFL, I also had to look up because it was just... Oh, right, them again. Okay. Dave said the Celtics. I said the Nets. Why not? Chris also said the Nets. Mark said the Celtics. And Tyler said the Bucks. Where will the Raptors finish this regular season? Chris and I got a basketball thing right because we clearly read the same predictor article.
I think that might have been where they were in the standings at the time.
And we were like, okay, fine. At NBA scoring champ, we all said Doncic. And it was Joel Embiid. The second year in a row, friends. Here we get back-to-back subjective questions. Let us answer this, mostly Mark and Dave. Who will be the biggest name to move at the trade deadline or the off-season? You said Karl Anthony Towns. I said Kyrie Irving. He did not move mid-season. Did he move mid-season?
Yeah, was he traded the deadline last year? Or did he sign free agent?
No, you got traded to the Nets. You got traded to the Nets.
Yay!
Take on it.
Yeah.
Chris said Siakam. Mark said Miles Turner and then made some joke about it always being Miles Turner.
It is always Miles Turner. And yet at the same time, it's never Miles Turner.
Did he get traded?
No. He has never been traded.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Tyler said Pascal Siakam. Who is the biggest name East player that goes West? I suppose I give myself another point.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving. Miles Turner shows up again. Tyler also said Pascal Siakam. You said Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
Did he go East, West? Did he get traded?
He went to Phoenix.
I honestly don't know.
So I'll give David a point for that.
He's still a big name that went East to West.
Yeah.
See, I don't. Is a big name who Chris and I have heard of?
Who, Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
I mean, if you follow basketball, yeah, but you guys don't follow basketball.
I mean, I know basketball. I know basketball.
I watch the TSN highlights, and I watch when the Raptors are in the playoffs.
Bradley Beal has been on an All-Star team.
Ever been a Raptor?
No.
Then there you go.
There you go. Hey, if they've been on an All-Star team, I'll give you that's a big name then.
They've been on Golden State?
How many Raptors can you name for this year's team?
Huh.
Now, after a whole bunch of them are gone?
Yeah. I want to know of the current team, how many can you name?
Probably like six.
Oh.
And a Schroeder?
Yeah. I'll even take just last name. You don't need their first name.
Siakam?
Yeah.
Barrett?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. No more. Oh, Scotty Barnes is the bit bad guy. Oh, who's the guy I think is hot? Gary Trent Jr.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what am I on?
He kind of looks like Small Drake.
He's really hot. I find him incredibly attractive.
Okay, so you're at five?
How did you get the draft pick this year?
Yeah, I had like Malachi.
No, Flynn's gone.
Yeah, what's the draft? I can't remember his first name, but I know it's Dick.
Exactly.
What's his first name? Grady. Grady Dick.
Yeah.
Is there another white guy? Getting a second. Oh yeah, yeah. I would never have remembered he was a Raptor.
Okay, so you did not name six.
I thought he did pretty good.
Yeah, you did. You did better than I thought.
I named the guys that left too.
Yeah.
And the coach is a European name.
Darko.
With Van Vliet declining an extension, he is more than likely Gonzo, who starts the 2023 season in a Raptors uniform between Fred Van Vliet, OG Anunoby, and Pascal Siakam. Only Dave got it correct with OG and Pascal. Chris, you and I said just OG. Mark optimistically said all three back. Tyler was very specific in only Fred Van Vliet.
For sure.
Tyler, I hope you listen back to the previous prognostication and this episode, and please justify your logic in this. Next season, here we go, subjective. Although I believe Chris is the answer. Next season, meaning the season we are currently in right now. Do the Raptors blow up, make a free agent splash, or do nothing? What do you think they did?
They made a big trade.
Of course, Mark says they made a big trade because that's what his answer is.
No,
When did they make a big trade? Hold on. When did they make a big trade?
When did that?
This season. A couple weeks ago.
But I'm pretty sure we were talking about. Were we not talking about before the season started?
Next season.
What's the actual wording of the question?
Next season, do the Raptors blow it up, make a big free agent splash, or do nothing?
I wouldn't.
See, if you said next off season, then you could say, okay, then before the season starts. But you said next season.
I would. I am not against Mark's logic on this.
I also think my answer is right.
I think Dave's answer is correct, too. So Dave said soft rebuild.
Yeah, all right.
I'll agree with that.
I'll give 2 points to that. One, not two.
Yeah.
Total. Well, one each. Totally.
And then I lose my point then. So, yeah. All right.
I agree. I think in the off season, could argue nothing happened.
Yeah.
Next season, which I would agree, is
because we are until in the next end of the season, calendar year.
You're up until the end of the calendar year. That's why I've said, did that trade go through before New Year's?
But that's why it doesn't matter because the NBA season is the next season.
No, but the spirit then of this prognostication is the calendar year. We're up to December 31st.
I would argue it's up until the date that we are recording this.
Is it your podcast, though? So the answer is, as it always has been, up until the end of this calendar year, which would be December 31st, 2023. But I believe that trade did go through a few days before that.
Yeah.
Will there be another incident of Kyrie being super anti-Semitic, or will this be a Boatgate question? It's a wash, so no one gets a point. I would argue this is not a Boatgate question because I absolutely remembered he was anti-Semitic.
Right.
But he hasn't said anything else. So we all said the same thing. We all said Boatgate. So we either all get a point or we don't.
We all got
this
a point.
This is a wash.
We want scores.
We need to run up the scoreboard. Okay, moving over to the CFL. We will save the NFL for last. Who will win the Grey Cup? No one said Montreal.
Man, who would have ever thought Montreal? Ridiculous.
What random NFL star will mostly you just wrote down what Chris wrote? Oh, no. You said you are copying Tyler because he's the one that's filled this out in time. What random NFL star will be rumored to be joining the CFL in 2023? I don't think there were any rumors.
There weren't.
So I said Dez Bryant. I'm giving Chris a point. However, Chris said none because the XFL will hamper this huge.
Yeah.
It's no longer the XFL, though.
What's that?
USFL.
It's no longer the XFL anymore.
Now it's the UFL.
Exactly. Exactly. So I will give Chris a point, even though he did specifically call out the XFL being a problem. Will we see the Halifax Schooners do anything? This is becoming a lovely perennial question in 2023. At all, a logo, anything? Myself, Dave, and Mark say nothing.
I would give Tyler a point for that, actually.
What did Tyler say?
I will happily.
This is still a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
He gets a point for that because. Yeah.
Chris, you said we will see the ownership group this year.
I still thought it would happen, but. Who knows?
I'm looking forward to copy and pasting my answer this year, too.
Does Bo Levi sign with the Ticats? We all said yes, and he did.
50-50, I guess.
Didn't work out super well, though, but he sure did. Do the Argos finish over 500 after winning the Grey Cup? Because, like Baltimore, the Argos really go in an ebb and flow situation. Oh,
yeah, and they just had the tied for the best season in the history of the CFL.
Yeah, just barely over 500.
They usually will... They'll usually like win the Grey Cup and then
suck,
never win a game next season, and then win a Grey Cup and then never win a game. Dave and Mark, yes, they will finish over 500. You had faith. Who is the QB of the Rough Riders at the start of the season, and will be QB Mark. At the time of the end of the season?
Oh, okay, that's why Mark didn't get a point. Got it. Because Mark was right. Mark was right with the answer. because it was Trevor Harris, but Harris did not finish.
I'll give season. Half a point for that.
Give him half? Okay.
Yeah, I'll give half a point. So Mark will get a light blue for that. Okay, so Mark gets half a point. I said Fajardo. Chris said Dane Evans and no. Tyler said Cody Fajardo and sure. And Dave said copying Tyler because he is the only one who filled this question out at the same time I did. So only Mark gets a point and only Mark gets a half a point. Now to the NFL. I don't think this is subjective, but I just want to make sure because the NFL, though season spills into the next calendar year, call the season the year that it started.
Right.
Which I find mildly irritating.
Very.
So it's getting a little bit confused about 2023 season versus 2022 season. Will defense win championships? Will a top five defense win the Super Bowl? The Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. I don't believe they had a top five defense in things that I found. So we were all wrong on that one.
So disappointing.
Who will start for the Ravens? Dave's answer is a bit of a boat gate for me. Dave answered Snoop.
Snoop Huntley. He played in the last game when they were up by a whole bunch. He came in into the Miami game.
He's a person?
Yeah, Snoop Huntley. Hmm.
Someone not Lamar is starting the next game.
Huntley.
Huh. Cool. Well, you're wrong. And only Chris is right with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Being the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens this year. How many playoff games does Jalen Hurts start? Also, don't remember why we asked this question, but he started all three.
I think because he was injured as he was going in.
Dave said two. I said two. Chris said two. Mark said one. Tyler said two. He started three. Again, subjective, although I think let's argue, although I can hear Mark getting his argument ready. What player has the most buzzworthy moment of the playoffs? I don't think there really was a buzzworthy moment of the playoff and nothing that stuck out. Nothing that I did a quick Google of. But I am willing to listen to arguments on Mark's on his own behalf and Tyler, who said Brock Purdy.
He's getting hurt. Buzzworthy?
He didn't have a specifically buzzworthy moment, but him existing in the playoffs was buzzworthy.
There's a lot of buzz around his injury in the playoffs.
You said Tony. Who's Tony?
I don't know. I'd have to listen back.
Maybe
know.
Tony Pollard?
No, probably Kadarius Tony, because he just signed with the Chiefs.
He had signed, and I thought he was going to do stuff.
And
he's been buzzworthy this season.
Chris and I said Stephon Diggs, which... Well, I think Chris, Dave, and I do not get this right because Tony and Diggs didn't do anything particularly
in the playoffs
buzzworthy.
I'll give points to Purdy.
I would give points. I was thinking I was going to give points. Wondered if anyone had an argument against it.
Support Purdy.
Because his mere existence.
Yeah.
The playoffs, I think, was buzzworthy. So enjoy your point, Tyler, Mark. What two teams will be in the big dance and who will win? All of us, except we said some variation of the 49ers and the Bills. Tyler had the Bengals. I had Buffalo and Minnesota because I believe, again, I would have liked kisses that day, I'm sure.
Nobody got one of the teams from the Super Bowl.
Right.
It was the Eagles versus the Chiefs, friends. Ooh. And the next question, who will win? 49ers, Buffalo, 49ers, Niners. It's the Chiefs.
I would argue if Purdy's elbow didn't blow up that game, as we saw this year when they played in Philadelphia, they would have smoked them.
I know. I know that they played each other, the Eagles versus the Chiefs, because I remember the big deal about like the Kelce Bowl and Donna wearing her outfit and whatever. I didn't remember that was last year. I thought it was a couple years ago. I don't know. I had to look up who won the Super Bowl last year. Didn't have it off the top of my head. Okay, who will be the next NFL arrest? Or what will be the next NFL arrest? We had possession, disorderly conduct, DUI, domestic assault, and assault. It was none of those.
Boo.
The answer was missing. Joe Mixon, and I kept this on. So the site that we use, it's from USA Today, lists the NFL arrests by year, by team. Didn't remember this. I had to look it up. It is technically still open. And I ignore anyone who's been arrested and kind of doesn't go anywhere. So Joe Mixon, within a few weeks of the start of 2023, was arrested for menacing because he brandished a gun.
Oh, I remember. I think I remember us talking about this.
fairly menacing.
John Moran?
I'm menaced.
Many times. accidentally deleted the question, but it was will anyone other than a quarterback win the Super Bowl MVP? And if so, would you like to double down on who that would be? Dave and Mark said running back. Mark doubled down and said Christian McCaffrey.
Of course he did.
The rest of us said quarterback. I specifically said Josh Allen, so I'm not giving myself even a half point for that. Because that is the point of doubling down. But Chris and Tyler, you said quarterback, and it did go to Patrick Mahomes.
Obviously.
Major NFL retirements. Here we are going to bestow some points pretty much to everybody. Dave said Matt Ryan, which was correct. Al Michaels, which was not correct. Yeah. I said Aaron Rodgers, not correct. Tom Brady, correct. Matt Stafford, not correct. Chris said J.J. Watt, correct. Aaron Donald, I assume, not correct. And A.J. Green, not correct. Mark said Tom Brady, woo! And that is all. You stuck with your one. And Tyler said J.J. Watt. Don't know if he said J.J. Watt, ha-ha. Or J.J. Watt, comma, ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
I was thinking that.
Robbie Gould.
Did retire.
Yeah. Okay. And Jason Kelce, not. So we're going to give
him. He didn't officially retire until like maybe like 2 months ago, actually, because the Niners just didn't sign him.
But he did officially retire.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Then he retired.
Yeah.
He officially retire in
2023. He did.
Did he officially retire?
Yeah, but it was like only recently. It wasn't like during the offseason.
Okay. No, but it was in 2023.
Yeah.
Look up Clinton Dix.
Is he still active anywhere?
Former. When did you retire?
2019.
Yeah, no. He must have just meant, haha, that's funny. Okay. I don't know if he has officially ever retired, but he stopped being on a major roster in 2019. Practice squads until 2021, though.
Yeah, so he couldn't have meant that.
No.
So he meant that. Everybody gets a point, but wasn't it fun to remember he exists? Clinton Dix, not Tyler. So we all get a point for major NFL retirements. Will Taylor's parents be able to sit through an entire halftime show? They did.
Wow.
So, just me. Both of them did. Tyler gets that as well. I will just give all of us a point for us. And I remember screen grabbing this and saying, I'll need this at some point. So we'll just do it for funsies. As close as you can get, predict Taylor's parents' first text to her during halftime. And I believe they didn't text me until the end of it.
What did it say?
And I don't remember, but it wasn't as insulting as I would have assumed. And I know it wasn't any of these. So Dave said, is that the singer with the makeup line? I said something to the effect of she should stick to makeup. Is the halftime show over yet? And what is she wearing? Will any of the halftime performers do anything controversial? We all said no. I said the Black Power Fist. Is showing her pregnancy controversial?
No.
There's a lot of buzz about it afterwards, but I don't think so.
None of us got it right. Will there be any guests beyond the headliners? We all said yes, and it was just her. It's her having a good time up there. How many minority coaches?
Oh, boy. We were all wrong because it's more than the numbers we said, right?
There are seven.
What? Really?
Some of them white passing, like Mike McDaniels and Robert Sala.
Robert Sala is not white passing.
I think he looks like he could be like Italian.
Oh, I see.
If his last name wasn't Sala, if his last name was like Robert Jefferson, he'd be like, oh, he's just tanned.
I would have thought he was like Egyptian.
Mm-hmm. All like right. Muhammad.
Let me pull up.
Like Muhammad Salah. The soccer player. He's also Egyptian.
Is that where you got it from? Or are you just naming Egyptian people that you know?
With the last name Salah.
Yeah.
To make it. That was correct. Longest tenured coach right now is Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Long.
Not for long. People, if we want to just name minorities, Mike Tomlin. I just want to make sure I got this all correct. Mike Tomlin, Ron Rivera, Robert Sala, Mike McDaniel, Todd Bowles, DeMarco Ryans of the Texans.
Miko.
Antonio Pierce.
Antonio Pierce. And I think someone else. Give Smith? No. Anyway, so we were all wrong. It was more.
That's good.
It's really good. Will any other, this is a sad gimme question now, probably forever. Will any other NFL player come out as gay? No.
I'll say and the one that did retire. Right.
Yeah. Never to be seen again. I'm going to keep this on as a gimme question. What happens to Aaron Rodgers after this season? So I would argue this is a specific question referring to the offseason of the NFL.
Yep.
Hey, okay? I mean, spoiler, we were all wrong. Although, debatable.
No.
I got it. I nailed it.
Dave said...
Still crazy and playing. Crazy. That's a point.
Still playing.
Yeah.
Oh, and it. Tyler also said uno mas.
I give it to that, too.
That was so close. I just picked the wrong team.
Chris said he's still with me. Yeah. And Mark said specifically he stirs drama about his future only to ultimately return to the Packers and collect that paycheck.
So close.
If he had just said only to ultimately sign with a different team.
Yeah.
What happens to Tom Brady after this season? Unrestricted free agent for Dave. Mark and I said retire. Almost want to take a point away from Mark because Mark said he retires because the because Niners, the won't, Niners sign won't
sign him.
Where does Sean Payton go? Wow, Chris and Tyler.
Homer picks.
Your Homer? Homer pick with the Denver Broncos. And where does Jim Harbaugh go? Only Chris got it right with he stays in Michigan.
Well, that's a question again now.
We'll see if I think if he wins the championship, then he goes to the NFL next year.
I'd say if he wins, he stays.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the money.
Well, apparently Michigan is offering him big money.
You just have to, I don't know.
$25 million, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you don't leave that kind of money.
He with the condition that he can't leave for the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you just have to look at the track record of the coaches, including himself,
yeah,
and be like, I should just stay here.
Just stay in college, man.
Okay. Now on to our miscellaneous questions. With Dwayne Johnson at the helm, who makes the most profit, in 2023, the CFL or the XFL?
Really did?
I don't know. We all said the XFL, so we all either get a point or we don't. I would say the XFL basically not existing.
I know, but the CFL
wins by default.
No, not if the CFL didn't run out of profit.
Yeah, if the CFL lost money and the XFL just didn't do anything, ergo, XFL won.
All right.
But wait. We need numbers, though.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, I don't like.
All of us said the same thing.
Yeah, so
it really.
Just don't
count.
It's a
moot point.
It's a moot point. What a cow thinks.
Will we see any major retirements, Dave? You didn't enter anything.
What?
I'll have to listen back and maybe give you a point later.
That's probably like a major one.
Sorry?
Give Dave whatever Dave's answer was for the NFL retirement. That should.
Right. Separate question.
This is supposed to be different.
I'll give you a point though. I'll listen back. Again, I don't know if it's gonna matter for you, no offense. Will we see any major retirements? I said Taves and Bergie. Well, are we counting Taves?
He hasn't officially retired.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'll take a point for Bergeron.
Bergie for sure. Yeah.
Chris said Verlander. Mark said Miguel Cabrera, who did, and Iguodala. Did he? Did they both?
Yes.
Great. 2 points. Chris said Nadal and Venus Williams.
Tyler.
Nadal's playing right now. Tuning up for the Australian Open.
It's old people. What will this year's Boatgate question be? Dave said, what's a Boatgate? I said anti-Semitism. Kyrie question, who is the Raiders quarterback? That's a fun one out of nowhere. Kyrie and probably the Dana White stuff.
I remember when Dana White punched his wife or whatever?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Hence the Boatgate.
Yeah. I still think the Boatgate one is the, what was it? The Carlos Correa one. Yeah, like that one
remember that, though.
Does it
disqualify from Boatgate, though?
What's that?
If one of us remembers it, does it disqualify from being a Boatgate question?
I mean,
I think we should all agree.
Yeah, okay, but
I don't know if any of us got it then.
And then Tay's like, well, the anti-Semitism one, she remembered that, so that disqualifies that one.
Yeah.
So
no one got it right then. There's no Boatgate question this year.
No Boatgate question. We all have better memories.
Oh. What was it? Was the Raiders QB thing just who was going to sign?
I don't even see anything for Raiders QB.
Yeah, where is that?
I don't know. That was what you wrote, Mark.
No, it's not Raiders. It's Riders QB.
Riders QB.
Oh, yes.
Riders QB.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, make one bold prediction. When you look back in December, somebody will for sure call you a wizard. If I don't, I'll have to listen back to yours. My thing is being weird. I said Sean McVay says he's stepping away from football, then just signs with the team. Chris said the NFL announces a full plan to have 4 teams operating in Europe by the end of 2030.
I still maintain that that's going to happen.
Oh, probably.
Mark
is.
Said Felix Auger-Aliassime will win the French Open. And Tyler said Lakers trade LeBron.
Damn.
None of those happened.
Those are all bold.
Who is the highest ranking Canadian tennis player? We all, except for Dave, said Felix, and he is. He is slightly above in the men's ranking. Layla Fernandez is for the ladies. Will Chris watch a soccer game in 2023? Chris, did you?
Nope.
He did.
Wait, when did I?
Canada.
The World Cup was this year?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes. I thought it was last year. Wasn't it the end of 22?
Why would we ask that question if it wasn't?
When was the World Cup?
It was last year.
It was the end of 22, right?
Going into
the women.
The men's, didn't the men's just happen?
Yeah.
June?
The Rugby World Cup just happened. No.
The men's.
No, because the men's had to, because
it was in November of last year. And I watched a game in 2022. Did not watch any games in 2023.
It was November because it was Qatar.
Yeah. And I did not watch any games because I don't watch soccer. Not even with Messi. I didn't watch a Forge game. I should have went. I was going to go to the championship and I kick myself for not going because of that fucking goal. Like, man, ridiculous goal. I should have went, but no, I did not watch a soccer game this year.
Idiot. okay. Not you. Will anyone from the PGA deflect to Liv?
Yeah. Big one, too.
Whole bunch. So Dave and Mark got it right with yes. I took my point away because I doubled down for some reason and said yes and Ricky Fowler. So I don't know why I did that. Will anyone from the PGA deflect to Liv? How do we want, or sorry, anyone from
Liv go back?
Will anyone from Liv go back to the PGA?
No. No money.
They technically did, though, didn't they?
When
they
merged. Liv bought PGA.
Yeah.
They didn't go back to PGA. Liv just bought the PGA. They brought them all to them. No one went back.
So, Dave, I have to take away your points then.
Wait, though. If Liv bought PGA and all the PGA are now in Liv, then technically Tay gets a point for Ricky.
Well, Ricky's not, but the guys who actually transferred to Liv got the extra money. Ricky
Father gotcha. Not get that okay, money. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So are we taking points away from Tay and Dave on this
from
one?
Dave and I had the highlighted. You guys get no now. Are you updating the doc live with colors?
No, I'm just keeping a running total on a notepad here.
Oh, thank God, because I have not been and my Excel is crashing. Great.
I hope it's accurate, but it might not be.
I hope so, too. Will another European, this is Chris, I was like, wow. Will another European football player head to the MLS? Dave gets a point with very much so. Mark gets a point with yes. Tyler gets a point with obviously. Again, I doubled down and said the guy from Croatia who looks like Robert Carlyle. I don't know why I did that. Chris, You doubled down.
I did.
You tripled down.
Uh-huh.
You said Messi to Miami.
I'll give him 3 points. It was yes, he named the player and the destination. I'll give him 3 points for that.
Yeah. I'll take 3 points for
the
that.
The signing was July, so don't know if you had heard rumors.
There was rumors. Like, of course why there were rumors. I wouldn't. You guys know me.
I don't know soccer enough to make that educated guess.
I'm such a huge soccer fan.
You Googled one article and then happened to pick the right article.
Exactly.
Where will Ronaldo finish the year? Everybody but me gets a point for that because you all said he will stay in Saudi Arabia where he is for too much money. I said he'll retire. So he'll realize what a terrible person he is. Just not want to play. And our second to last question. Does Nathan Rourke end up in the NFL? And if yes, where? So I would like to split these because I believe it is two questions.
Okay.
Dave said, who is that? And probably not. Copying Tyler's answer.
I still stand by that.
Who and no? Mark, you said no. Chris, you and I said yes.
Yeah.
But the question asks, if you are saying yes, then where? So I would argue 1 point or half point for Chris and I, because I said yes in Chicago. Tyler said yes, or Chris said yes in Denver. He is, in fact, with the New England Patriots right now.
He is. But Jacksonville would have been the answer.
I'd argue both were if in 2023 he was with both teams.
I think if anyone had said either of them, yes, yeah. But none of us did. And our final question, how long will this episode be? I got it correct. 65 minutes.
You were like bang on.
I was watching that fucking clock. Ended it very quickly.
I forgot to extend this to make it longer so that would be wrong.
This episode doesn't count.
Yeah, it's the episode when we record it.
When we actually record it. So before we say our totals, what a ride 2023 was. Many forgetful moments, obviously. Many moments that, we will remember forever, including the Angels never making the playoffs. Chris, do you have our final scores?
I do have the final scores.
Bottom up.
We're going to go bottom up. All right. In fifth place, Tay.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming.
In fourth place.
Here's what
place.
I need to do. No, I'm just pause. Quick pause.
Okay, pause.
Here's what I need to do for next week. And someone please remind me. I need to stop thinking if I say Minnesota and the Angels for things,
yeah,
it will increase my chances of kisses.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm fine either way.
Can you keep track of cases? Make sure it's
yeah, you got to make sure it pays off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also need to take this seriously because some of my answers are clearly me being like, fucking basketball, LeBron James. I need to stop that and actually pick what I think, because I used to do well in this.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Next, please.
All right. The next, only by half a point, Dave with 24.5.
Wow.
In, oh, that half point he got earlier. It's clutch.
No. Because in third place, in third place with 25 points is Tyler.
Oh, like half the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he beat by half a point.
Copied so many of his answers.
All right. In second place with 28 points is me. Which means our winner is Mark Bunn with 30.5. With all his homer picks, he all my still homer picks, wins.
I still came in first. Wow.
30.5. Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm pleasantly shocked. I thought for sure you had me because I had all those homer picks. So I'm like, I'm killing myself.
Yeah, I thought it was Chris again for sure. I'm very impressed. I'm so happy with a new leader. I've learned a lot about myself. I need to take this shit seriously. You need to stop picking the Twins, or not the Twins, the Vikings.
Thanks. And the Angels. And Angels.
Is this the year? Is this the year where we all take this super seriously?
Yes.
Where we're all like, like researching and like, I'm going to actually look into basketball stats.
And soccer.
Me too.
I still don't care about the CFL.
It's not a World Cup year. We'll have maybe a soccer question on if Tyler is here. And we'll make it up on the spot.
And then if Tyler's not here, we just scrap all the soccer questions.
Exactly. So next week, gentlemen, we will have our prognostication look ahead for 2024. If anyone has any questions, send them our way at Scotch Sporting. Probably Instagram will be the best avenue. But if you guys have anything, I'll have a doc going. Let's post it to the doc and let's do this again next week. Bye, 2023.
See you later.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.